BBC Audio presents a full-cast drama collection of John Webster's twin masterpieces, plus two documentaries examining their importance and enduring popularity. Firstly, John Webster's The Duchess of Malfi, which is introduced by Professor Emma Smith from Hertford College, Oxford, and stars Pippa Nixon as the Duchess of Malfi.
What I absolutely love about The Duchess of Malfi is how modern it seems. You may be expecting doublet and hose and sort of lute music or something. You really need to think again. John Webster's play is more than 400 years old, but it really speaks to the present. Webster was working from a true story, a story that was very moralistic in previous tellings. Webster really strips that out. This is not a moralistic story. At the heart is the Duchess herself, enigmatic, difficult to read, attractive, charismatic, trying to make her own way, trying to find her own autonomy in a world which looks very different from ours. It's a world of pilgrimages and cardinals and oppressive brothers, but in lots of ways, some quite troubling ones, is really familiar. So when I think about Webster's play, I think about a more modern form like the film noir. As you imagine this play, most of it takes place in the dark or in very, very low light. Characters can't see each other literally as well as metaphorically. And it feels like a sort of a detective story, Bosola, Webster's great amoral creation. I'm not going to tell you what he does in the play because you're going to hear about it. But he is a sort of perverse Philip Marlowe investigating this mystery, and the mystery at the heart is the Duchess. It's a completely wonderful play, full of the imagery that Webster took from his reading. He was a great magpie and brought out these kind of dazzling fragments of text in a very modernist way. It's a brilliant play. It's not showing its age, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Oh, welcome to your country, dear Antonio. You've been long in France, and you return a very formal Frenchman in your habits. How do you like the French court?
I admire it. I am seeking to reduce both state and people to a fixed order. Their judicious king begins at
home. I wore two towels instead of a shirt.
Look, it's Bosola, with a cardinal no less.
But not on the shoulder after the fashion of a Roman mantle.
I stand back.
I do haunt you still.
So?
I have done you better service, Reverend Cardinal, than to be slighted thus.
You enforce your merit too much.
I fell into the galleys of your service. I will thrive some way. Blackbirds fatten best in hard weather. Why not I in these dog days?
Would you could become honest.
With all your divinity, do but direct me the way to it. Some fellows, they say, are possessed with the devil. But this great fellow were able to possess the greatest devil and make him worse.
Bosola, you have denied thee some suit?
He, the mighty cardinal, and his brother Lord Ferdinand, are like plum trees that grow crooked over standing pools. They are rich and o'erladen, stagnant with fruit, but none but crows, pies, and caterpillars feed on them. I pray leave me. There are rewards for hawks and dogs when they have done a service, but for a soldier that hazards his limbs in a battle, nothing. I fare you well, sir, and yet do not you scorn us, for places in the court are but like beds in the hospital, where this man's head lies at that man's foot, and so lower and
it's
lower.
It's great pity he should be thus lower neglected.
I've heard he's very valiant.
This foul melancholy will poison all his goodness.
Lord Ferdinand, I was lured to you.
There's gold.
So, what follows? Whose throat must I cut?
Your inclination to shed blood rides post before my occasion to use you. I give you that. To live in the court here and observe the Duchess. To note all the particulars of her behaviour, what suitors do solicit her for marriage and whom she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?